This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Energy policy and climate change were front and center again yesterday, both nationally with the introduction of the Carry Lieberman American Power Act and locally as the Climate Protection Campaign hosted their sixth annual conference in Sebastopol. Executive Director Ann Hancock presented the group's yearly greenhouse gas emission report card for Sonoma County.
The report card shows that we have a little decrease between 2008 and 2009 in our overall greenhouse gas emissions in Sonoma County. So for this, we can be happy. That's the first time since we've been doing the report card that we see that kind of decrease. We think primarily it's because of the slowdown in the economy, because the statistics that we have on solarization and energy efficiency suggest that although those are contributors, they're not the main reason for the downturn.
The fact that even a modest decrease has been difficult in some places conscientiously green as Sonoma County points up the need for policy changes at the national level, Hancock added. Leadoff speaker Michelle Chan from Friends of the Earth in San Francisco asserted that any new national energy bill should embody two basic principles.
The first is that polluters should pay. If you're a polluter, you should pay the costs associated with the impacts of that pollution. The second principle is that it should be cheap to be green and expensive to be dirty. And for far too long, it's been not only free, but there's been no limit to the amount of carbon emissions that polluters can put into the atmosphere.
But the massive Carry Lieberman bill she charged was heading in the wrong direction on almost every front.
It may put a price on carbon, but it also has billions of dollars of handouts for corporate polluters, huge amounts of subsidies for the fossil fuel industry that is still in there. This bill still contemplates expanded offshore drilling. It has billions in loan guarantees for dangerous and risky nuclear power. It also provides huge, huge subsidies to the coal industry. And so, fine, it may be important to put a price on carbon, but at the same time, we need to look really hard at the different kinds of subsidies that are loaded into this bill.
There is a better alternative, explained Peter Barnes of the Tomales Bay Institute, the CLEAR Act, that's Carbon Limits and Energy for American Renewal. It's a succinct 39 pages long, and in Bard's words, is simple, effective, and fair.
It's simple because it just puts a cap on the supply of carbon in the economy and cranks that cap down until we get to 80% below our current level. Second, it makes polluters pay for every ton of pollution that they emit. There are no giveaways or freebies to affected industries. And third, it pays dividends to every American from the revenue that comes from charging the polluters.
Three quarters of the income from the carbon auctions would be distributed back to U.S. citizens, with the remaining 25% allocated to supporting renewable energy technologies. That approach is often summarized as a cap and dividend bill, and Barnes noted that it has already begun to gather at least a smattering of bipartisan support in the Senate. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.